I would like to thank Elsie for reminding us of the importance of addressing gender gaps in access to STEM education, and particularly the ground that still needs to be covered in terms of promoting gender equality in decision-making positions also in the field of sciences and STEM. I'm actually very happy to have her testimony because Ghana is one of the countries where UNESCO worked in the last 2 years in supporting SDI systems, and the Parliament is currently considering a revised SDI policy, which includes a lot of the elements of the UNESCO recommendation, including scientific freedom, including ethics, linking science policy with UN ideals and sustainable development goals. So having said that, a few thoughts as we conclude this panel and we move to the interactive parts of this conversation that I'm convinced you're looking forward to. Four quick points. The first one is the importance of statistics. You heard from the last speaker, you heard also from Ms. Maddens, how critical it is to bear in mind of what is happening on the ground. And let me add another figure that comes from a recent survey that was published in Nature by Ipsos that shows that one out of two women scientists with more than 5,000 worldwide participating in the survey have claimed to be victims of abuse in their working environment. So how can we speak of scientific freedom and safety if these are the statistics that come forward? The second one is the inclusion by design. So inclusion, overcoming gaps and discrimination and inequalities is not a coincidence. It cannot happen randomly. It has to be designed. It has to be developed purposefully. And we heard really important testimonies from our speakers. And the third point is the need to invest in overcoming the challenges of appropriate use of digital technologies. And we had the example from Iran. And finally, I would like to come back to the issue of safety and freedom, because at UNESCO, we have been known to work on issues of freedom of expression of journalists. In recent years, we have increased efforts to protect the freedom of creators and artists. We're yet to promote the freedom and safety of scientists, and perhaps, and I hope that the General Conference next week will correct this omission, and so we will be able to work on these three professional groups. It has been a pleasure to moderate this excellent panel, and I'm pleased to give the floor back to the President.